Okay, so it looks like it's been a record 5 weeks since we last spoke about a COVID-related topic. So I think it's time again. And the topic this evening is Halakos Neiros Chanukah in outdoor minyanim. So as far as the minig of lighting Neiros Chanukah in shuls, so the Mechaber writes in Siman Tafresh, Ayin Aleph, Se'if Zion. What's going on here? Again, I'm sorry, this is not the device I usually use. I've been having some trouble. I think we're getting it here. So while it comes onto the screen, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tafresh, Ayin Aleph, Se'if Zion. Bebeis HaKnesses, Manicha Bekosel Darom, O Bedrom HaMenorah, Umadlikin HaMavarchin Bebeis HaKnesses, Mishom Persume Nisa. And we light Neiros Chanukah in Shuls, Mishom Persume Nisa. So this is a practice that is recorded in a number of Rishonim. Not so clear what the origin of the practice is. In fact, in the Shiboli Aleket, Simon Kuf Pehe, Shiboli Aleket quotes in the Bali Iter that there is such a minig of lighting in Shul. And he questions it. He says, "My Rabbi Yehuda hayanimna miladlika," that his brother, Rabbi Yehuda Achi, didn't light the Neiros Chanukah in Shul. Everyone lights Chanukah candles at home, so what do you gain by lighting in shul? So if there are guests sleeping in shul, they would have to light. They'd have to light anyway. So the Shiboli Alek records such a practice, and he's skeptical about it. In fact, the Maram Shik, Chuvas Yaradeya Simon Shin Ayin Dalid records that he heard that his Rebbe the Chassan Sofer didn't make a bracha on lighting Chanukah candles in Shul. However, this is a practice in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rivash, also responding to a skeptical Shoel, has the following suggestion as to the basis of this minhag. Chuvas Rivash Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Shoal wants to know, what's the reason for this minhag of lighting a Shoal? If there are Neim in Shoal, doesn't help. Presume Nisa you do in the home. So says the Rivash, HaMinhag is HaLachalik Beis HaKnesses Minhag V'Astikinu. It's an old minhag. Mishum Persume Nisa. Kevan she ein anafti cholum lekayim a mitzvah kitikuna kolecha bebeso shehi lanicha al pesach beso mibachutz. So since we're unable to perform the mitzvah in the optimal fashion of having the menorah outside, kidetanan in Shabbos, the kevan sheata sheata umos takva lein of ein anafti cholum lekayim mitzvah kitikuna umal kolecha bepesach beso mibefneim the ein kan persume nisa kim lebnei beso levad. So since we're in the Manichal Shulchan of Adayu state, we're unable to perform the optimal Persume Nisa. That was the reason for the development of this minhag to light in Shul, because that would have a possibility of an enhanced Persume Nisa. The Alpha Pisha Ein Mevarchin Ala Minhag, even though in general we don't say Brachos HaMinhagim, Zeu B'Minhakal, Kuma Minhag Shel Arava, She'eino Ela Chabata Ba'alma. So that's a low-grade minhag. But if it's Persume Milsa, Persume Nisa, that's a more heavyweight midag, and that you say Brachan. The Alpha Pish Ainu Ella Midak. The Mizemish and Bracha Vatala. So there are minhagim where it's appropriate to say bracha, and there's no chashash of bracha levatala. So some of the achronim are later achronim are bothered. So the Rivash says, very good, that this is analogous to Hala and Rosh Chodesh. And just like you say bracha on Hala and Rosh Chodesh, so do you say a bracha on Hadlakas Neros, Chanukah, Bebeis HaKnesses. But the Mechaber himself, and that's our minhag, that's the minhag of Ramah, the minhag of Ashkenazim, to recite a bracha and a halal on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minhag. But the Mechaber paskins, like the Rambam, that we don't say a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. So how is it that the Mechaber paskins, you do say a bracha on the lakas, Neiros Chanukah, Bebeis HaKnesses, but not on halal on Rosh Chodesh? Chacham Tzvi is bothered by this. Chacham Tzvi in Simon Peches, cited in the Shari Shuv, in the Berhetiv, on the page in Shulchan Aruch. So he's bothered by this inconsistency. And he says, in Achanami, according to the Rambam, and it would seem, according to the Mechaber, doesn't pass in this way, but he's bothered by the inconsistency in the Mechaber. But he thinks, according to the Rambam, just as according to Rambam, you don't say a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't recite a bracha on Alakas Neiros, Bebeis HaKnesses. Shlomo Zalman, Chuvas Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simin Nun Ches, discusses this Shaila problem of the Chacham Tzvi, and he suggests that there you have the following distinction between minhagim. That when it comes to a minhag where the minhag is an exact pattern of the mitzvah, so then it makes sense to recite the bracha on the minhag. So when it comes to Neiros Chanukah Beis HaKnesses is an exact pattern of the same mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah Bebeiso that exists at the same time. So if you have a minhag that's simply an expansion of a din that applies at the very same time with the same parameters, you're only expanding it Bebeis HaKnesses Mishum Persumi Nisa, or perhaps some other consideration, as we'll see. So then it makes sense to recite on a bracha on such a minhag, just as, and we'll see this comparison in Rishonim, you recite a bracha on Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses on Friday night, even when there are no guests, because that was the nature of the minhag. And Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses Friday night is an exact pattern of Kiddush Bebeiso on Friday night, as opposed to Halal Rosh Chodesh. So then Halal Rosh Chodesh is not an exact pattern of an existing minhag. There's no other place that you recite Halal at the same time. It's not like Neiros Chanukah where you light at a home Medina and a Beis HaKnesses Mishum Minhaga. Or for that matter, he says a bracha on Megillas Rus or Megillas Koheles, which is only Mitzad Minhag as opposed to Megillas Esther. So there's no parallel din that exists at the same time. So then you can distinguish. So that's how he explains the discrepancy in Psak between, within the Mechaber, between Halal and Rosh Chodesh and Halakas Neiros Beis HaKnesses. Halakas Neiros Beis HaKnesses on Chanukah is a much more a precise adaptation or expansion of an existing minhag that exists at the very same time with similar parameters. And the Chuvas Maharam Shik that we mentioned has a similar distinction. In Yaradei Simin Shinayin Dalid, Maharam Shik was addressing the following shaila that he was asked. There was a shul that had a Chanukah Sabayis, not a Chanukah, but a Chanukah Beis HaKnesses. And the rabbi of the shul went up to the Ner Tamid when they inaugurated the new shul, and he lit the Ner Tamid, and he said the following bracha, Lahalik Ner Tamid. So that was the Maharam Shik thought definitely a bracha levatala. There is no such mitzvah, no such minhag, and no such bracha. But in the context of that, he digresses a little bit to discuss different times where we do recite a bracha and a minhag, and he has a similar analysis of Shlomo Zalman, distinguishing between types of minhagim as far as bracha is concerned. So Poskim discuss whether this minhag of lighting Neiros Chanukah Beis HaKnesses has any broader ramifications to other communal situations. Is there a justification for lighting menorahs in front of City Hall with a bracha or in other public situations? So to understand how that plays out, we have to look at the reasons that Rishonim bring for this minhag b'chlal, in addition to the Rivash. The Rivash had said, as we saw, that the reason for the minhag of lighting Chanukah in Shul developed at a time in history where we were unable to perform the optimal Pirsumei Nisa Pesach Beis HaMibachutz, and this is kind of a stand-in to allow for Pirsumei Nisa beyond the B'nai HaBayis. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo, which is one of the reasons that the Shoal and the Rivash was Docha, that the Takana of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah B'Beis HaKnesses was for the benefit of guests who would stay in Shoal, just as the Gemara has in Psachim and Daf Kuf Aleph, that they made Kiddush Friday night for the guests that ate and slept in Shoal. Rav Avadia points out, and the Tshuva will reference shortly, that this appears in more expanded form in the Sefer HaMichtam, and that's Sugyam Sachim and Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. That was the basis of the Minhag for Neiros Chanukah B'Beis HaKnesses, and the Michtam says that just as when it comes to the Takana of Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply and there are no guests, the takana, the minhag, still stands. Same thing is true by halakas neiros chanukah beis haknesses. Even if there are no guests, the minhag still stands. Orchos chayim, hilchos chanukah os yudzayin. Orchos chayim hilchos chanukah os yudzayin has the following line: v'nagu lahadlik neir chanukah beis haknesses lahosi mi she'eno baki v'she'eno zariz b'zos ha-mitzvah. So they would light Neiros Chanukah and Shul to be motzi, people that are not bekiyim and not zerizim to do the mitzvah. Now, how could be motzi someone else under the circumstances is not our topic for now. Ki gam ki yuhidur mitzvah pirsa manei zecher l'mikdash. So he has two reasons. Number one, to be motzi, whatever that means, those people are not going to be lighting on their own, either out of ignorance or out of laziness. And number two, Pirsum Hanes. And in the Sefer Manig, Hilchos Chanukah, Sefer Manig writes, Nagu kach al zeh shanes ba b'mikdash beis alamim, the osim kamokein b'mikdash ma'at b'gola l'farsim hanes l'fi shekula miskavsim sha. That halakas neiros Chanukah b'beis haknesses is patterned after the menorah and the beis hamikdash, and this is our mikdash ma'at, and that's the basis of this minhag to commemorate the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So many achronim address of the last generation or two this question of whether there are grounds to expanding halakha of the Beis HaKnesses bebracha to other situations as well. Dayan Weiss, Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Vav Simen Samechei Os Gimel Chelek Vav Simen Samechei Os Gimel. He notes that it was hard enough to find justification for making a bracha on the original minhag of lighting the Beis HaKnesses, as we saw in the Rishonim that we quoted, the Rivash, and the objections of the Chacham Tzvi. So, Ein L'chabo Ela Chidusho. That it was hard enough to justify making a bracha in Shul, so Mehechatesi, that there are other situations outside of Shul where lighting with the bracha would be warranted. So says Chuvas Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Tezvav Simen Lamed, Chelek Tezvav Simen Lamed, that one should refrain from any public lightings with a bracha in any other situation. And if you recite such a bracha, that is a bracha levatala, v'hanimna yikavil schar alaprisha, and if a person resists the temptation to engage in public menorah lightings, then he will be duly rewarded. Chuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalet Simen Samechei, Chelek Dalet Simen Samechei. So he thinks that the Iker reason for the Minhag is along the lines of what we saw in the Sefer HaManig, that it's a kind of Pirsum Hanes of a Zecher L'Mikdash orientation. And the Minhag was only established in our Mikdash Ma'at in the Lashon of Sefer HaManig, in a Beis Knesses where it's more directly patterned after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that creates a kind of Zecher LeMikdash. So no justification for lighting menorah with a bracha in any other public venue. So quotes Rabbi Efrati in Yisa Yosef, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, in the name of Rav Elyashiv. Rav Avadia is willing to cut a little bit more slack. Chelek Zayin Yabia Omer Orachayim Simen Nun Zayin, Chelek Zayin Orachayim Siman Nun Zayin. So he quotes all the sources and many more that we just quoted, including all his contemporaries who paskin l'chumra, or paskin not to recite a bracha on any halakha's neivos outside of basic Knesset. And he added the Rosh Hashanah to that list as well. But he quotes a dissenting opinion of Rav Yaakov Rosenthal, I believe is the one who was dying in Yerushalayim, that you can recite a bracha because it's really a function of Pirsum. That's the lashon we have in some Rishonim, that the reason for lighting a basic nes is because of Pirsum, and sometimes you'll have more Pirsum in a more public setting than you would in Shul. You'll have more people in certain venues than you would have in Shul. And therefore, he thought it would be appropriate to recite a bracha. So Rav Avadya says that if one were to recite a bracha on a public menorah lighting outside of shul, yesh lo al ma lismach. Okay. So even if one were to be machmir, as it seems the hachra of all these poskim is, to be machmir not to light a menorah in any public setting outside of shul, what would the din be for a minyan kavua that is not in a shul? Is it a function of the kedushas beis haknesses shabo, or a function of people gathering in a regular and permanent way for tefillah b'tzibur? Rav Sturmbach, in a brief piece in Moedim Uzmanim, Chelaches Simon Kuf Mem Gimel page on page Lamadalit Chelaches Moedim Uzmanim. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. He talks there about soldiers lighting candles on army bases, and assumes that in order to light Neiros Chanukah under normal circumstances, you have to have a bias. And a bias, generally speaking, is defined, or one of the criterion of a bias is you have a roof over your head. So if you have a soldier out on an army base lighting Neiros Chanukah out in the open, would not be a kiyum in Neiros Chanukah because there's no bias associated with the location he finds himself in. But he writes that if you have a minyan kavua, then a minyan kavua can create a chiyuv of mishum minhag, at least, of lighting, as is a din of halakas neiros of beis haknesses, even if there's no roof. And he writes, for that reason, the practice is to light Neiros Chanukah with a bracha at the kosel. That is a place where there is a minyan kavua, there are minyanim kavuim, even though it's out in the open, there's no roof. So that would be enough to invoke lighting Neiros Chanukah with a bracha. I saw quoted in a couple recent pieces that Chaim Kanievsky was of that opinion, that anywhere that there is a minyan kavua, even if it's in an office where people have a regular minyan that meets at a regular time in a regular place, that you should recite, you should light Neiros Chanukah with a bracha. Rabbi Efrati, in the piece we quoted before in the Yisa Yosef, quotes from Rav Yashiv, not to that extent. That Rav Yashiv held that you could, or you should, or it's appropriate to light Neiros Chanukah at the Kosel, because not only is that a makom tefillah kavua, but it has a din-based Knesset with Kedusha-based Knesset, as opposed to any normal place where you get together for an ad hoc minyan, that presumably doesn't invest, if you have a daily mincha minyan in an office, that presumably doesn't invest that room with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, but the Rechavat HaKotel is different. That does have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and therefore it would be appropriate to light Neiros Chanukah bibracha at the Kosel, but not necessarily in other places where there's a minyan, even if it's a minyan kavua, if it's lacking kedushas beis haknesses. So as far as the contemporary shaila of lighting Neiros Chanukah and outdoor minyanim, so I saw, again, quoted in a couple recent essays, Chaim Kanievsky was quoted as saying that any place where there's a minyan that meets regularly, even outside, that if it's a minyan where they recite Me'ein Shev on Friday night, he says that is the criterion for defining whether a minyan, or deciding whether a minyan is a minyan kavua, because the din is in Hilchos Shabbos, quoting Shulchan Aruch, Reis HaMeches Yif Yud, that you don't recite Me'ein Sheva, Bebeis Chasan, Bebeis HaAvel, unless there's a place with the Kviyas. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Kviyas is defined as the minya that has the Sefer Torah that they lain from. So then you recite Me'ein Sheva. Do they say Me'ein Sheva, the outdoor minyan outside of Shul Friday night?
Anyway. One of the shuls I know that does not. What if they have a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? They don't have a Sefer Torah all the time. They just take it out when they need it, right?
Right. So it could be that doesn't make the cut, right. Unless if it's right outside the shul and the Sefer Torah is samach v'nira.
I doubt that any of these outdoor minyan have keeps the Sefer Torah outside all the time.
Saying like the outside minyan next to the shul, so the Sefer Torah is in the shul, so you just bring it out.
Right.
Not necessarily Gara from a minion downstairs.
Right.
But has anyone davened outside Friday night? I don't know what they do.
I did I mean, months ago. They weren't saying in Sheva.
But maybe things have changed. So in the literature, like before the summer, I saw some saying, this will all be very temporary, so you shouldn't say May and Sheva. But if minyanim are going on for months and months and months in the same place, maybe you would. So I don't know. But that's what I saw as the barometer for determining whether a minyan is considered kavua for these purposes, also b'shem Chaim Kanievsky. I saw also b'shem Ramosha Shaul Klein, one of the dayanim of Rav Vosner is Bez Din in Bnei Brak, that he thought you should light and recite the bracha on halakas neiros Chanukah in an outdoor minyan because it's not dependent on kedushas beis hakneses, it's dependent on minyan kavua. And as long as you have a minyan kavua, then you could recite it with the bracha. However, according to Rav Yashiv that we just quoted, it would seem that one would not say a bracha because Rav Yashiv assumed that the only reason to allow a bracha at the Kosel is because it's a has kedushas beis hakneses, and along the lines of the Sefer Manig that you have to have kedushas beis hakneses to warrant a bracha. So that would be lacking in any outer minyan, even if it's a minyan kavua. That's what Rav Schechter wrote in a essay that was published this week, that he thinks the Ikar Tam is along the lines of the Sefer Manig, that this is a din patterned after the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's only appropriate in a Beis Knesset. Rav Schechter has a more enhanced perspective on this, quoting from the Rav that he has in Nefesh HaRav, that you have to have a tzibur that's constituted as a tzibur in order to justify a bracha. That's why the minhag is to light between mincha marv, and the tzibur is already assembled together, b'tar tzibur. Fine. And that's what we merge according to the Shevet Alevi you quoted earlier about lighting candles in other public locations. He also seems to think that the Ikar Tam is dependent on Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and that's what Rav Asher Weiss also writes in a recent tshuva, that given that there are numerous reasons in Rishonim for this minhag, and there's enough of a difficulty, as you saw in the Minchas Yitzchak, in justifying the recitation of a bracha to begin with under the best of circumstances in Shul, so Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho, anytime there's any suffek, so you wouldn't recite a bracha on such a hadlaka, and therefore it would be inappropriate to recite a bracha on a hadlaka at a outer minyan, even if it's a minyan that meets regularly. That seems to be how the contemporary poskim fall, at least in that which has been published in the last couple of weeks on this topic.
Right, Zolman, you mentioned in the beginning that minhag to pattern after the menorah that we have at home. So that's only at night. So where's the minhag starting that we light even by shacharis as well?
So shacharis is no bracha. To light without a bracha doesn't take much. So there seems to be a notion of extra piersim. So extra piersim you could do anytime, anywhere. No one would object to lighting a menorah outside of City Hall without a bracha. So as long as there's no bracha, you can be a lot more liberal about the piersim.
Wait, the opinion that allowed it in the outside minyanim, it allowed it, and therefore you should, because it's saying this is a minhag that you have to stick to, or it just permitted it if somebody was being a little stubborn?
So the citations I saw quoting secondhand from Moshe Shaul Klein, it was dafka to do it, because that's considered part of the minhag, And that's what it sounded like. Again, these are second and third hand citations of Chaim Kanievsky, so I can't really, I don't know what he said. But the way it's quoted, it sounds like you should.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.